Well, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran must agree to the agency's possible request to inspect the country's military sites.
Very important principle is that when we implement the additional protocol, implementation will be the same to Iran and other countries. And in many other countries, from time to time, we request access to military site when we have the reason. So why not Iran? If we have a reason to request access, we'll do so. And in principle, Iran has to accept it.
I know that following inspections, the assessments would be submitted to the agency's Board of Governors and to the UN Security Council. The remarks come at a time when negotiators from Iran and the 5+1 group of countries are trying to draft a final nuclear deal. Tehran has repeatedly stressed that it will not allow inspections of its military facilities and insists that the nuclear deal must concern nuclear issues only. Let's cross over right here in Tehran. Press TV's newsroom director, Mr. Hamid Imadi. Mr. Imadi, your take on why are we hearing now from the IAEA that the military facilities also that the IAEA would be allowed to inspect them?
Well, yet again, this is another indication of the fact that the IAEA's approach towards Iran is not technical, it is political. Remember the nuclear laptop the IAEA talked about? A nuclear laptop that shows Iran has the blueprint for making a bomb, and it just made Iran and the international community busy for several months before they realized that they had been fooled by the Israeli and the American spy agencies. So this is another one. And no country on planet Earth would open up its military installations to foreign inspection. These military installations are very important components of a country's self-defense. They simply don't do that. The United States wouldn't allow any country, any foreign country, to inspect its military installations. Russia wouldn't do that. Britain, France, no country on planet Earth would do that. So what the IAEA Director General expects Iran to do is not logical. It's quite insane. Nobody would do that on planet Earth. So the situation that we're looking at right now is Iran trusted the IAEA before, and what happened, Iranians gave the names of their nuclear scientists to the International Atomic Energy Agency at that time. And shortly after that, Israeli spy agency and the helped with some opposition members, overseas opposition members, they tried to assassinate Iranian nuclear scientists, and they managed to kill four of them. So Iran gave them the names. Four of its nuclear scientists got killed. There is no reason why Iran should trust IAEA again and let them inspect its military installations and give the information, the very important, vital information, to the Israelis and to the Americans.
Well, what do you think, Mr. Imadi? Do you think now P5+1 is actually trying to use this as leverage against Iran? As we know, the talks continue to be at a very, very sensitive stage.
Well, last year I talked to Hans Eggs. He was the former Director General of the IAEA. He told me that IAEA Director Generals normally get phone calls and from world leaders, and world leaders ask them for favors. So what we are looking at is, in my opinion, Amano is being used as a tool by the United States to put more pressure on Iran. So it's an American expression, takes two to tangle. The United States and Iran are discussing technical matters, and there is no reason why the United States should play games. And they have to stop playing this game with Iran, and they have to stop putting pressure on the IAEA to put pressure on Iran.
Thank you so much for being with us, Hamid Reza, Imadi, Press TV's newsroom director.